Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. As you can no doubt tell by the intro, this will be a synthetic companion-based video. For all of my new subscribers and new viewers to my channel, I want to throw out this disclaimer when I talk about this particular topic of the sex doll, or as I call them, the synthetic companion. This is an option, nothing more, nothing less. Now, when it comes to male sexuality, it has to be completely tamped down, because anything considered quote unquote abnormal, and we all know what's considered quote unquote normal when it comes to male sexuality, which is constantly chasing, wasting your time, your attention, and your money and your energy trying to get with a certain female, but knowing that you can't have that certain female. So what do? You settle for what you can get. And with the mating market in such free fall, hey, a lot of guys out here are struggling. However, in my humble opinion, every option, and I cannot stress this word enough, option for a male to relieve himself sexually should be on the table. Some guys go for pay for play, which I am a firm advocate for. Some guys go the sex doll route or the synthetic companion route, which I am also in favor of. Some guys do pump and dump. Once again, what you do within the confines of your domicile is no one else's business. No one else is going to know unless you want them to know. But we have a strong camp of guys here on the tube who say, if you do anything beyond what's socially acceptable, you're a pervert and something's wrong with you, blah, 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 blah. But gentlemen, your sexuality is yours alone. Now that we got that out of the way, I want to focus in on an article that I came across that was published on the 6th of February. Quote unquote, body found along National Trail in Georgia turns out to be a life-sized doll. Come on now, whoever you are, you could have found a better way to properly dispose of your synthetic companion. Anyway, deputies responded Thursday, February 3rd, to a report of what was then believed to be a body on Hitchiti National Forest, according to a Facebook post from the Jones County Sheriff's Office. They arrived to find, quote unquote, what appeared to be the body of a deceased female wearing white socks. And I saw the actual, you know, synthetic companion, or SynCom for short. And it does appear to be a WM model, which is a pretty good model. Now, scratch that. That's a very good model. That's one of the higher end TPE models. Investigators were called to the scene, but soon discovered the quote unquote body was a life-sized doll. See, at least I'm glad they didn't use the term sex doll, which is kind of meant to be derogatory when it comes to the lamestream and, you know, quote unquote, normal everyday people when they hear that term. Complete with accessories. Oh, I had to laugh on that one. And a model number, quote unquote, never missing the opportunity. The crime scene was appropriately processed and the evidence was collected and brought to the sheriff's office. The Facebook post read. Deputies named the quote unquote victim Selena. At least the cops, excuse me, are being very lighthearted about this. They said she is quote unquote a little under the weather, but expected a full recovery. In all seriousness, thank God for small blessings in that this was just a case of littering. The sheriff's office said, quote unquote, if you know Selena or are responsible for her whereabouts, rest assured, no DNA was collected and you are safe. Oh, it's good when people in society can take a joke. The sheriff's office just asked that in the future, people dispose of their items more responsibly. And as a man who has owned two life-size dolls in the past, I've always come up with this. When it's time to dispose of your doll, what you got to do is you got to make sure you use proper instruments. You cut away all the TPE or silicone, cut it off into sections, bag it up, and you can throw it in the garbage. However, make sure you cut apart the head and obviously the breasts and obviously the vaginal area. You want to do everything you can to make it unidentifiable. But with that being said, when you look at the mating market as a whole, relationships nowadays, they are seriously tanking. Female infidelity is outright celebrated. Matter of fact, any type of female, quote unquote, sexual activity is celebrated. You've got women openly participating in pay to play, which I have no problem with. Once again, when it comes to an individual's sexuality and how they, you know, practice it, I've got no problem with it. But nowadays, women have monetized themselves. Women are selling themselves. And guess what? The average man is pretty much out of the market. They've been priced out. So what's a man to do? Do you still bump your head trying to figure out a way to somewhat worm your way back into the market? Or do you say, let me look at all options that are available and pick which one is the best for me at that time? There are some guys who might have a synthetic companion who, if they really desire the touch of a woman, might just go pay for play. That's how I do it. But that's just me. I looked at all the options. Once me and my wife separated, I was like, you know what? These are my options. Calculate how much it's going to cost and pick the best option for you. Hell, as I've talked about this in the past, my wife was actually home when my first synthetic companion arrived. Now, of course, by that time, we'd been through a whole lot of stuff. You know, she wasn't putting out. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. Pay for play is an option, but over time it's going to get too expensive. So why not have something in home that I can use? And of course, she was pissed, but why did I care? Oh, that's right. I didn't. And I made no bones about it when the box arrived and she asked what this was. I said, oh, it's your replacement in the bedroom. Because in Japan, they use a term called Dutch wives. So I told her, yeah, my Dutch wife has arrived. So since you're not putting out for me, I don't need to even waste my time trying anymore. And that was that. As much as she hated it, she couldn't really say anything about it. So that's why I've always said, if you're a married man in a sexless marriage, just get a damn life-size doll. Because you know your woman's going to be too embarrassed to actually say, well, my husband replaced me with a sex doll. People are going to look at her. But anyway, I've rambled on long enough. Gentlemen, if you are a synthetic companion owner, please dispose of your doll properly. That way, another situation like this doesn't come up. Because trust and believe, I've seen articles like this around the world where guys have thrown their dolls away, and yeah, somebody came across it and thought it was a dead body. So, as funny as it is, you know, you got to think further ahead. But if you're a SynCom owner, and if you have multiple, describe how you disposed of your old one in the comments section. And for you guys who are new to my channel, who might be curious, hey, I got no problems pointing you in the right direction if you want to do your research. Because as expensive as they are, they're like anything else in life. If you want the best, you're going to pay top dollar for the best. And trust and believe, if you do find yourself interested in the SynCom option, yeah, definitely better than what's available on the open mating market. Believe you me. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. You can read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and everything that you've quote unquote gained via the sexual revolution for women will go out right along with it. Because as more and more men exit the mating market, they're going to start using their alternatives. And guess what? As the whole Bumble video that I covered a few days ago has shown, when you give women their power on the sexual market, we all know what's going to happen. Utter and total chaos. But hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.